Hello, hola, good morning, good evening. How are you all this week? I am Marcy, and welcome to Uplift Your Mayhem podcast. I am a full-time mama to five crazy, which fun, boys, and a wife to one very handsome big boy. My husband is my number one supporter in all that I do, and often challenges me in ways I never would have done myself. We homeschool and have been for the last 3 years and beginning our fourth year. This homeschooling journey has taught me a lot about my kids and even more about myself and who I am. I am a blogger over at Uplifting Mayhem, where I write as a creative outlet. My goal is to help other moms through their own journey and to help you realize that you can find happiness in whatever stage of life that you're in. Last week, we talked about teaching resilience to your kids and the things that you could do daily to do this. So if you didn't get last week's podcast, you can go over there and go to Uplifting Mayhem and click on podcast on the top, and you can go to last week, and it was titled, How to Teach Resilience to Your Kids. If you want to know more about how you as a mother can help your kids to be resilient. This week, I want to continue this topic on resilience. I feel that this is an important topic that helps you to really dig deep and grow through difficult times to make you a more happy and successful individual. So with the resilience topic fresh on our minds, this week I want to talk about resilience in marriage. So in the book, The Resilience Breakthrough, I mentioned last week, Christian Moore shared a story about when it took everything inside of him to not fight back. And I am not kidding. Like, as I was reading this story, I was dying for him inside. It took everything in him to not fight back. But by not fighting back, his resilience grew. And the people around him that were affected by it grew as well. So you might be asking, how in the world, when I start this story, how in the world does this, what does it have to do with marriage? I want you to hang on, get through this. This is some really, really great stuff. I'm really excited about this because I think it's just so important in our marriage, and it's something that is missing in a lot of marriages nowadays. Okay, so this story. Christian is the man who wrote this story, and he was working as a counselor in a group home with some pretty rough kids. And one day, Christian was in charge of making sure everyone cleaned and vacuumed their room. And if everyone accomplished this, they were going to go bowling. That was their reward. They were going to go, and Christian was in charge of making sure that everything was done. So everyone eagerly did so, except one boy. There's always that one child who spent his time swearing, complaining, and insulting Christian. He went outside and pulled the van around and got out and told everyone to go get in the van, hoping that this would kind of motivate this young boy to finish up cleaning his room. As Christian got everyone in the van and he was facing towards the van as he was like talking to the boys and waiting for this other boy to come, all of the boys said, "Christian, Christian, turn around." And as he turned around, he saw this young man coming at him with a bat, but he didn't get what he expected. This man made that terrible noise as someone is about ready to spit on you, and this young man spit all over Christian's face. Oh, I can't even imagine. So as the spit is running down Christian's face, he just began boiling inside. He describes feeling so much anger throughout his entire body, especially as it hit his lips. Lots of things were going on inside his head, but this is one thing in his head that he went through was, I know what this kid has been through. His life is hard. I need to flip the switch. And this is when he flipped the switch. So if you remember from last week, if you were here last week, flipping the switch is when you make a conscious effort and a decision to change a situation from something that's bad and change it to something good. And that's what Christian Moore uses as flipping the switch. So he flipped the switch, and as he wiped that spit off of his face with his hand, he began talking to him. He validated what this young man just did. He calmly talked with him, which was not what the boy was expecting. And as a result, The young man just looked at him and just said, "You're weak and you're a sissy." What Christian said next is what I find so important. He said, as he's looking this man in the eyes with spit in his hand, he's so calmly standing there, he said, "If 100 people were standing in a line and you spit on them just like you spit on me, 99 of them would probably punch you and start a fight. But that one person that doesn't is 10 times stronger than all the rest. It's easy to fight back. It doesn't take any strength or backbone to fight back. It's human nature to protect yourself and fight back. If you always hit back, you have no future." So these words from Christian taught this young man something that day, and his attitude changed from that day on. This is what resilience is all about. It is doing something hard that will ultimately make you stronger and the people around you stronger. Now let's tie all of this into marriage. And I want to give first two examples of a marriage. First, I want to kind of give a general scenario of a marriage, and then having someone that's resilient and someone that's not resilient in the same situation. So here is the scenario. You've been married for 15 years, and over the last couple years, it's been rocky. When you talk with each other, it usually ends up in an argument. It feels like you are roommates rather than a married couple. So a person has two options in this scenario. You can either be resilient or you choose not to be resilient. So here's the two different types of people. And I want you to think about what kind of person you are. And if you find yourself not being super resilient, that's okay, because resilience is something that you can learn, and it's something that you can practice and become very, very good at. So it's a choice. You can become resilient, but it's through a lot of practice by making that resilience stronger. So if a couple is not resilient, they would continue down the road they've been going. They stop trying to make their marriage work, and they basically get further and further apart. And divorce is always an option on this couple's horizon. So they don't try to make things work. Whereas a resilient couple, you look at this situation in this marriage and you ask yourself, you kind of do a personal interview with yourself and with your spouse. What's happened to our marriage? When did we start drifting apart, and what am I going to do about it? And then you start taking all of this hurt and you begin to turn that energy that you feel, that hurt that you feel from many, many years of neglect and many, many years of not feeling loved, and you turn that energy into service towards your spouse. And you start serving your spouse. You begin talking and listening. And most of all, you never give up, knowing your marriage is the most important relationship that you have. So the difference between the two examples above deals with the ability to flip the switch. It's doing something hard in order for something else to grow. So here's an example of flipping the switch in my life that I recognized as I was researching about resilience. And this story came up. And it was during the first year of my marriage. And I remember a time, I don't even remember what we were fighting about, but I remember a time that I was so upset at something my husband had done. I honestly have no idea what it was. But I remember I didn't want to talk to him. I remember the feelings I had. They were real. And I was sure he was the one at fault. I was sure of it. And I was prepared to give him the silent treatment until he apologized. I was not going to talk to him. I was going to make him come to me. And that was that. So here's this picture. My husband's in the living room, and I was sitting on my bed in our little one-room apartment. And as I was sitting there, I looked up on the wall, and I saw a poem I had there. And I started reading it. And it's a poem by Christian D. Larson. And it's called Promise Yourself. And I want to read it to you because this poem helped me flip the switch. And I want to encourage you guys to go and find this poem online and print it out and put it somewhere where you can see it, because it really helps you to start thinking about flipping the switch in your own life. So promise yourself to be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind. To talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet. To make all your friends feel that there is something in them. To look at the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true. To think only of the best, to work only for the best, and to expect only the best. To be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own. To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater achievements of the future. To wear a cheerful countenance at all times and give every living creature you meet a smile. To give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others. And to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. And once I read this poem, I decided to flip the switch. I knew I didn't want to go on feeling like this anymore, and at that moment I didn't care whose fault it was. I didn't care who needed to apologize first, and I realized I was capable of helping the situation. So I went in to my husband and I apologized for my mistakes, which he then quickly apologized back, and then all was well. Now, it doesn't always go this smoothly, and there are times your resilience isn't reciprocated, but that's okay, because your resilience grew, and you will be the better one for it. So that right there is called flipping the switch. It's such a powerful tool, and I love it so much. So a strong marriage requires work every single day. Surprise! Every single day. You want something to work? You want something to grow? You have to nourish it. You have to take care of that. And marriage is the top of that list. And each time you flip that switch in your marriage gets stronger. So I want you to ask yourself, what is the most important thing in your life? And how are you treating that most important thing? So I find it ironic that the most important people in our lives are kind of often the ones that we don't treat the best. There are times that I talk down to my kids, but I would never do that to the other kids. Like my neighbor kids who come over, I would never talk to them like that. But I find myself talking down to my kids, and I have to remind myself, these are my kids. These are the most important things in the world to me. I need to talk to them kindly. There are times when I don't pay attention to my husband as much as I should. But that is where my heart and soul should be going to. I should be putting my energy into pleasing him instead of pleasing other people that aren't as important. If you focus on your marriage and spending time with your husband and your family, if you focus on you two and really strengthen the base of your family is going to grow. Because you two are the core of your family, and your kids will see that. They will feel safe. They will know that their parents are loving towards each other, and they feel that love, which ultimately grows the whole family unit. All right, guys, that's this week's thought on resilience in your marriage. I want you to go and get that poem of Promise Yourself and print it out and put it on your wall so that you can see it. I'll try and get a printable that I could put on for you guys that you could print out, that you could put on your mirror in your bathroom that you could see. It's such a great poem that helps you really kind of assess the situation that you're in and to help you be able to make that flip that switch and say, you know what? I want to be so strong that nothing can disturb my peace of mind. And I want to be too strong for fear and too noble for anger and to be too large for worry. All of those things are just so important. So I hope you guys do that this week. And then pay attention to the most important things in your life, like your family, your husband, your wife, your kids. And try and recognize how you're treating them. And if it's different than the way you treat other people, then start working on that and growing that love and that growth with your children, because they're what's, and your husband or your wife, because that's what's most important. All right, guys, thanks for joining this week, and we will see you next week.